Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live, not from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. We are actually coming to you live from outside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Right behind me is the Wall of Fame. This is where we shoot all the cars. You've seen us film from here before. And that is also our broadcast studios for the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast right behind this wall as well. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique for the finest boutique in the land. It's Miss Outlaw Boutique. Miss Outlaw Boutique is on Facebook. She's on the web, 561-660-6695. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest cars and coffee event in the world. We will be there at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall from 9 to 12 on Sunday with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race and rally team set up for display, just like we do it in the pits for everybody to come out and see. We'll be doing autographs at 10 o'clock. We had some problems there with our merchandising section on the website. That's being repaired so you guys can get out there and purchase. Ladies and gentlemen, Monkey in Paradise. MonkeyInParadise.com, the 2017 double gold winner out of San Francisco. Monkey in Paradise reminds you to please drink responsibly. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tom. We don't know where Bub is. The Master's got to be around here somewhere. I'm not sure where he is, but I'm sure he'll be making a showing anytime soon now. Ironically, we just found out that one of our clients' cars that's behind me here, he was shot and killed Sunday night in a drive-by shooting. So we're going to have to deal with that as well. Didn't know that. Pretty interesting story, huh, Casey? It's amazing how life goes. Ladies and gentlemen, we are outside the main build facility. I think I hear Bub coming up right now. Yep, I think this is him. There he is. Ladies and gentlemen, there is Bub in the brand new Bubba's Exotic Motorsports C7 Corvette that we've been talking about here. This is it. The car has been finished. The upgrades are done. And there you see. And now you're sitting at about 750 horsepower. This thing is an animal. It has been finished up by Bub yesterday. You heard us talk about it the other day. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Bub right now. Bub, how you doing today?
Dude, I've been doing really good so far. I've just been out playing around this morning, having a little bit of fun in this 700-plus horsepower C7. Dude, how can you go wrong?
I called the client, Bub, who is he's a big fan of ours as well. I called the client. He's actually moving his lunch meeting around today to get up here and pick it up. He's so excited. That makes me feel really good, Bub.
Man, I'll tell you what, dude. It's just another one of those builds where, we put the right design together. The C7 itself, having the Pro Charger on it, like I've mentioned before, depending on all the compatible bolt-ons, man, that's 40 to 50% increase in horsepower alone on an already 450-plus stock motor. So then you're in the 650, 675. So to achieve that 700 number at the tires, not something hard to do. And now complementing with the Cook's long tube headers we just did with the 3-inch off-road exhaust, running that back into the factory muffler system, you can hear it's got a very nice tone at idle. But, man, when you open it up, those valves open when you're more than half throttle, and it just comes right to life.
Not only that, Bub, there was a problem. The original tuner was lost for this car. You actually went back to ProCharger, got their download, integrated it into your own personal software with HP, unlocked this car, and she is absolutely a twister, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun, dude. It's, thank God for backups, dude. Literally, I mean, I know you don't do it with Windows. Would you like to back up now? No. This is one of those things where, thank God for, the steps that people take, and that's exactly what ProCharger did. Because this supercharger was installed somewhere else prior to it getting to us, so we had to go through all of that installation again to make sure it was done top-notch and properly. We actually did have a belt throw off the car when the vehicle first came into us, and that was kind of what got us started on it. So we made sure that everything was done right. The adjustments were done. All the tensioners, the alignment, the pulleys were all in exact check where they should be, plus getting the proper tension on the new belt assembly as well. And we went with an upgraded belt, something a little bit stronger, an 8PK 1145. It's a lot stronger of a belt. The tension can hold really strong. And you just very simply pick up the phone and you can call ProCharger and say, hey, guess what, guys? I have a vehicle in the shop. It has your install on it, but I need that tune. Well, before you can even get a tune for this car from ProCharger, something that's dyno tuned, ready to go, you have to send them the VIN number to your vehicle and the serial number to your ProCharger unit. So now they send it back to us. We've got it. We can modify it, do everything we want. And I'll tell you what, man, if Steve's out there watching, dude, he's going to have trouble keeping this car straight.
I did call. You did ask me to call the customer with a liability statement. I did do it, the verbal liability statement warning. warning him, as you do with these cars when you're done building them, to please be careful with the vehicle. Don't let it come around the backside on you.
Yeah, man, this is one of those cars where, you know, I was talking with one of the guys from the Marlins this morning, you know, because he truly loves all vets, but I mean, more importantly, the C6, C7 line, man. You push that 700 horsepower mark, and it's just the cars start getting to that uncontrollable kind of slash scary mark. And you know, you get to that point, you want to make sure that no matter how good of a driver you are, if you are on the street use, man, leave the limiters on. Just like let your traction control do its job, because I'll tell you what, in real life road, you know, street driving conditions, you can't account for everything that's going to happen. When you're on a track, go to competition mode, turn every limiter off, turn your traction control off, turn your ABS off, go into competitive driving mode and run that car. Because if you do, God forbid, have something happen, at least you're in a controlled environment to do it. And once you start pushing these kinds of horsepower and torque numbers, the cars come to life really strong, really fast.
It's funny too, Bub, you were telling me you wanted me to trade in. You were asking me to, this morning, you were thinking about upgrading us into the Corvettes, even though we're big in the exotics and everything. And one of the things you had mentioned is you were thinking about trading in our Mercedes-Benz for one of the new C7s there.
Yeah, man, they're, you know, all around, you know, we talk about it all the time because we have so much going on. I mean, everything here at the facility, from Lamborghinis to Corvettes to older Porsches to newer Porsches to, you know, Bugattis to Bentleys to, if you can imagine, I mean, you know, just behind set, we've got two donks sitting there, right? So I'm talking like big body GMs sitting on 26-inch wheels, right? So, you know, super crazy stuff going on here around the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports headquarters, BEM. So we've got a little bit of everything, but you know what, man? The best bang for your buck is anything in the Corvette line. It's just, you've got the horsepower, you've got the handling, you've got the luxury, you've got the style. Everything you can imagine is all right there for a great price tag, and it works.
I wonder about where you're giving up that luxury ride for the ride of the Corvette, though, Bub.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tighter car for sure. You know, when you drive a Vette, you're driving a Vette. They're snug. And, you know, of course, you can do upgrades to them. You can do wheel and tire upgrades. You can do independent suspension upgrades on them. They're factory independent suspension. But on all the originals, even these, even today, they're using a composite mono leaf spring. So it's still like what most people think, like a traditional leaf spring style setup. But these things are tuned and so well R&D done that they can literally handle this setup as far as you want to take it. And you can go to, you know, individual coilovers from big aftermarket companies in the industry if you're really pushing high horsepower, 1,000, 1,200 horsepower, which isn't hard to do.
Bub, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports tour bus is back after 13 days on the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, it's that thing's been out running. It's been doing work, and it's traveled all around the U.S., man, and that's the way we do it.
It's beautiful. It's dirty, actually, Bub. We're going to get it cleaned up. We are, ladies and gentlemen, we are racing under the lights tomorrow night at Palm Beach International Raceway. You'll come out. You can meet us there. Everybody come out to PBIR. And we are under the lights tomorrow night, Bub.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, we've got to get everything ready. So tonight is actually crazy. I mean, between now and Monday, we are slam-packed with events, sometimes even double-booked events. And that's just how we roll here at BEM. I mean, all of us, everybody. With, you know, here at BEM, the MIP crew, Monkey in Paradise, you know, Torque, Palm Beach International Raceway, DNA, Deviate, everybody's so freaking overwhelmed with their schedules, and that's great. It's high demand. That means you're doing something good. But tonight we've got, Layla's actually got her Salute Market thing going on tonight, which is like a ladies' night, wine night thing, so I'm sure there's going to be plenty of women out there getting totally hammered, so guys, probably not the place to go if you're looking to get beat by a bunch of women, right? It's going to happen. So I'll tell you what, that's tonight. Tomorrow night, we've got Thursday night under the lights at PBIR. Friday night is a huge party for my birthday. Saturday, we've got two bookings on Saturday. We have Johnny Mangos with MIP, the entire MIP crew. Monkey in Paradise is doing a huge cocktail party. And then what do we have Saturday afternoon? We have another one.
Saturday afternoon.
Oh, I have the Marlins thing. Yes, so we're VIP with the Marlins Saturday. And then Sunday, we have
Cars and Coffee down at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall.
Yes, so we have a lot of stuff going on. Stay tuned for it. Stay up with our Facebook page, our Instagram. You guys will see some serious upgrades going on this afternoon. And I think what we're going to start doing is tech tips of the day, too, by the way. And I'm going to release one of those this afternoon on the C7 Corvette for all you C7 owners out there that do any sort of 3-inch or larger off-road X-pipes. Some super, super small technical things you guys want to know, so that way you don't have any exhaust rattles or any clamps coming loose on you when you're running these cars wide open throttle.
And we invite you, ladies and gentlemen, to send your tech ideas in or question things you'd like to have tech answers to. Send them in to us at sales@bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, sales@bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, and we will answer your tech tips.
That's it, man. So stay tuned till tomorrow's live stream. Watch out for the Facebook and the Instagram you guys are going to see here in just a few. It's pretty sick.
It's going to be great, Bub. Great. You know, sometimes, Bub, you know, I've been dealing with a lot of things here lately. You have been my sense of support. You've been right there by me. You have been my backbone while I've been kind of going through these things. And last night, kind of the dark cloud went away. It's, you know, it really gives you, you know, sometimes when you're caught up in the middle of these things, you can't see the light through the trees, you know. And I love the way that, you know, you stood by me, you supported me, and things are really, really starting to come around. So I wanted to thank you publicly for everything you do and all the love you give to me.
Yeah, all good, man. We'll just keep doing our thing and just keep pushing forward. It's that simple. That's it.
It's a great thing, isn't it, Bub?
Yep.
Till tomorrow.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard Bub talking about Layla doing an event. That is actually at Miss Outlaw Boutique in Abacoa. So it is 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108 at Miss Outlaw Boutique. That's MSOutlawBoutique.com. Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, that's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. The monkey is loose right behind us here. The 2017 double gold San Francisco winner, Monkey in Paradise, reminds you to please drink responsibly. And Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee. And we will be there at the Outlet Mall, Palm Beach Outlet Mall, exit 71 from 8 to 12 Sunday. We're going to be doing the full pit race setup, so you can experience that in person in the exotic car section. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you step out to reach, touch somebody's life in a positive manner today. Open the door for somebody whose hands are full, and they're an elderly person. If somebody has holes in the bottom of their shoes, buy them a pair of shoes. If somebody's hungry, feed them. Until next time, just keep on doing it, Bubba style.